بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا استويت أنت ومن معك فإذا استويت أنت ومن معك على الفلك فقل الحمد لله الذي نجانا من القوم الظالمين. And as soon as thou and those who are with thee are settled in the ark, say, all praise is due to God who has saved us from those evil-doing folk. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَنْزِلْنِي مُنْزَلًا مُبَارَكًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْمُنْزِلِينَ. And say, O my sustainer, cause me to reach a destination blessed by thee, for thou art the best to show man how to reach his true destination. Note, cause me to alight with a blessed alighting in a blessed, i.e. in a blessed condition of alighting or at a blessed place of alighting. Parenthesis Tabari and parenthesis, both these meanings are implied in the word destination. Note, the best of all who cause man to alight at his true destination, i.e. at his true destination, in this prayer enjoined upon Noah and by implication on every believer, the story of the ark is raised to symbolic significance. It reveals itself as a parable of the human soul's longing for divine illumination, which alone can show man how to save himself and to reach his true destination in the realm of the spirit as well as in worldly life. إن في ذلك لآيات وإن كنا لمبتلين. In this story, behold, there are messages indeed for those who think, for verily we always put man to a test. ثم أنشأنا من بعدهم قرنا آخرين. And after those people of old, we gave rise to new generations. Note, literally a generation, parenthesis قرن, and parenthesis of others. For a wider meaning of the term قرن, see Surah 6, Note 5. فأرسلنا فيهم رسولا منهم أن اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره أفلا تتقون. And every time we sent unto them an apostle from among themselves, he told them, worship God alone. You have no deity other than him. Will you not then become conscious of him? Note, most of the classical commentators assume that the apostle referred to in verses 32 to 41 is Hud, the prophet of the tribe of Ad, see Surah, parentheses, see Surah 7, Note 48, end parentheses. Since, however, this passage contains elements appearing in the stories of many prophets, including that of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, I am of the opinion that it has a general import, namely an allusion to all of God's apostles and to the ever-recurring similarity of their experiences. وقال الملأ من قومه الذين كفروا وكذبوا بلقاء الآخرة وأترفناهم في الحياة الدنيا ما هذا إلا بشر مثلكم يأكل مما تأكلون إلا بشر مثلكم يأكل مما تأكلون منه ويشرب مما تشربون. And every time the great ones among his people who refused to acknowledge the truth and gave the lie to the announcement of a life to come, simply because we had granted them ease and plenty in their worldly life, and they had become corrupted by it. And they, every time they would say, "This man is nothing but a mortal like yourselves, eating of what you eat and drinking of what you drink." Let me repeat that. And every time the great ones among his people who refused to acknowledge the truth and gave the lie to the announcement of a life to come, simply because we had granted them ease and plenty in their worldly life, and they had become corrupted by it. Every time they would say, "This man is nothing but a mortal like yourselves, eating of what you eat and drinking of what you drink." Note, thus Tabari interprets the concise but meaningful phrase "atrafnahum fi al-hayati dunya" for a fuller explanation of the verb "tarifa." See note 147 on 11:116. وَلَئِنْ أَطَعْتُمْ بَشَرًا مِثْلَكُمْ إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا لَخَاسِرُونَ. And indeed, if you pay heed to a mortal like yourselves, you will surely be the losers. أَيَعِدُكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ إِذَا مِتُّمْ وَكُنْتُمْ تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَنَّكُمْ مُخْرَجُونَ. Does he promise you that after you have died and become mere dust and bones, you shall be brought forth to a new life?
هيهات هيهات لما توعدون.
Far-fetched, far-fetched indeed is what you are promised.
إن هي إلا حياتنا الدنيا نموت ونحيا وما نحن بمن مبعوثين. إن هي إلا حياتنا الدنيا نموت ونحيا وما نحن بمبعوثين.
There is no life beyond our life in this world. We die and we live but once, and we shall never be raised from the dead.
إن هو إلا رجل إن هو إلا رجل افترى على الله كذبا وما نحن له بمؤمنين. إن هو إلا رجل افترى على الله كذبا وما نحن له بمؤمنين.
He is nothing but a man who attributes his own lying inventions to God, and we are not going to believe him.
قال رب
انصرني بما كذبون. Whereupon the Prophet would say, O my sustainer, succor me against their accusation of lying.
قال أما قليل ليصبحن نادمين.
And God would say, after a little while, they will surely be smitten with remorse. Note, literally, they will surely become of those who feel remorse.
فأخذتهم الصيحة بالحق فجعلناهم غثاء فبعدا للقوم الظالمين.
And then the blast of our punishment overtook them justly and unavoidably, and we caused them to become as the flotsam of dead leaves and the scum borne on the surface of a torrent, and so away with those evil-doing folk. Note the expression bilhaqqa, parentheses, literally in accordance with truth or with justice, and parentheses, combines in this instance the concepts of justice, wisdom, reality, inescapability, and consonance with the exigencies of the case under consideration, parenthesis rahib, and parenthesis, and can be only approximately rendered in translation.
ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ قُرُونًا آخَرِينَ.
And after them, we gave rise to new generations. Note, literally, generations of others, i.e. new civilizations.
مَا تَسْبِكُ مِنْ أُمَّةٍ أَجَلَهَا وَمَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ.
For no community can ever forestall the end of its term, and neither can they delay its coming. Note, see note 5 on the identical phrase in 15:5.
ثُمَّ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا تَتْقُرَى كُلَّمَا جَاءَ أُمَّةً رَسُولُهَا كَذَّبُوهُ فَأَتْبَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ بَعْدًا وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَحَادِيثَ فَبُعْدًا لِّقَوْمٍ لَّا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
And we sent forth our apostles one after another, and every time their apostle came to a community, they gave him the lie. And so we caused them to follow one another into the grave, and let them become mere tales, and so away with the folk who would not believe.
ثُمَّ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى وَأَخَاهُ هَارُونَ بِعَايَاتِنَا وَسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ.
And then we sent forth Moses and his brother Aaron with our messages and a manifest authority from us.
إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَائِهِ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا عَالِينَ.
Unto Pharaoh and his great ones, but these behaved with arrogance, for they were people wont to glorify only themselves. Note, Moses and Aaron are mentioned here by name because their case was different from that of all other prophets. They were rejected not by their own community, but by their community's oppressors. صدق الله العظيم.